We are enjoined to understand everything. Everything, including seeing the goats running around on the path in front of us, as I'm doing at the moment, and the Ayapa people on going past on motorbikes. Everything, we're enjoined to see everything on the basis of Shastra, or more particularly Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Now, Srila Prabhupada also said that we should examine the statements of Shastra from various angles of vision. Now, what does this mean? Does this mean that you can take the Shastra and just make whatever you want of it? Just like it's generally accepted within Hinduism that there are many points, there are many interpretations of the Shastra, of Bhagavad Gita, and it's very difficult to ascertain one as being correct. So the idea is that, well, they're all just different takes or views. They're all equally valid. What is that? Eko yo bahuni vadanti. I can't remember exactly. No, that's in Shruti, not eko yo vidatati kamana. There's one truth, but people speak about it in different ways. So that people speak of it in different ways doesn't mean that every way is correct, is one thing. And although different ways may be different, there are certain ways which may be acceptable, certain ways that may be acceptable within certain contexts, and certain ways that are unacceptable. For instance, to say that, to describe, who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is acceptable. Who is Krishna? Krishna is the son of Mother Yashoda. This is acceptable. Different angle of vision. The Vrajavasis, they don't see Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They see him as the son of Mother Yashoda. One of them. So these are different acceptable points. They're within the proper limits of a jiva in relationship with Krishna. They're within bhakti siddhanta. Now, some points may be acceptable, but within a limited context. For instance, Lord Shiva is called widely known as Parameshwara, the Supreme Controller. So that is acceptable within a limited context if it's understood that he's the supreme controller of the material world, in as much as he's the husband of Durga, who is the material energy personified, and he oversees the living, he injects the living beings into the material world, and he oversees particularly those in the mode of ignorance. So he's, for people whose vision doesn't extend beyond the material, Lord Shiva is understood as Parameshwara. So that's acceptable, but within a limited context. It's not that he's understood to be supreme even over Krishna. But it may be stated. Some people who call Lord Shiva Parameshwara, most of those who say don't understand the limits or the proper context, and therefore even though they say the same thing as Vaishnavas, who may also call him Parameshwara, they say the same thing, but because their understanding is different, one is right and one is wrong. The Vaishnavas' understanding is right, whereas that of Shaivas is wrong. And there may be statements which are categorically wrong. For instance, that Krishna is an avatar of Sai Baba. as some extremely fool, not a few, extremely foolish and sinful people say. So, see from different angles of vision, that's all right, but those angles of vision have to be within the parameters of Vaishnav Siddhanta. It's not that just that, well, you can take the Shastra and say anything. Just like the people say, Bhagavad Gita can be interpreted in so many ways, so there's no particular one interpretation, and that's Hinduism. That's why we're not Hindus, because we accept Bhagavad Gita as it is. Among the Vaishnavs even, there are different ways of looking at, or you could say interpreting Bhagavad Gita, the different Vaishnava Acharyas, but the conclusion is the same, that Krishna or Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the different Vaishnava Acharyas have different ways of coming to the same conclusion, but it's basically the same conclusion. So different angles of vision, yes, but it's not that everyone who's a member of ISKCON, and even if they're following the four regulated principles and chanting 16 rounds and are initiated, it's not that everyone, even if they're quoting shlokas and Prabhupada's books, and it doesn't mean that everything they say is acceptable. Because you may be doing so many things right, but if you come up with the wrong interpretation, then it's wrong. It's a different angle of vision, but there's a right angle and there's a wrong angle. Who is to ascertain what is right and what is wrong? Well, that's the choice. That should be the choice that individuals face. Who are you going to follow? Who? Why? Then you apply your intelligence. Don't be dull-headed, blind follower. Try to understand. That's what Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada didn't just present different angles of vision. Prabhupada said, try to understand from different angles of vision. So understanding is important. Dadami buddhi yogam, Krishna says, I give the buddhi, the intelligence by which they can link with me if they're actually serious to serve me.